Man, oh man. That is very, very nice. Thank you for coming tonight. I appreciate y'all being here. So I was driving today, and I came upon a truck pulling a horse trailer with a sign on the back, caution, transporting show horses. Oh, 10 and 2. We're sharing the road with show horses. If I start to lose control, I'll hit one of these cars with people. Or at least a trailer with just plain old horses. But those horses, they gotta put on a show. What are you supposed to do in a spin out? Don't hit the show horses. Anything but the show horses. Imagine hitting anything. And I came up on another truck pulling a trailer with a sign in the back, don't worry, just dumb old donkeys. I was crossing over the line. Boom, boom, boom. Hee-haw. Boom. Who cares? Just dumb old donkeys. They refuse to apply themselves. Heck with them. These dumb old donkeys. I lived in California for a while, and to get my California driver's license, this is true, I was reading in the California driver's handbook, it says, to receive your California driver's license, you will be required to give a thumbprint or another fingerprint if you have no thumbs. Is this a common enough occurrence? Everyone needs to know this contingency plan? Shouldn't that be just for one guy at the DMV to know about? I'm gonna need a thumbprint. I don't have any thumbs. Charlie! 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 Only Charlie needs to know what's gonna happen. Not every single person in the entire state of California. Why is that in that book? Speaking of fingers and driving, it's not what you think. I was driving the other day, and there's a guy in the lane next to me. He's in a convertible. And he's talking on a cell phone. I think I'm more important than I really am. And here's why. Just yammering uselessly. So I had to watch what I was doing and what he's doing. And this guy had construction in his lane, so he needed to merge into my lane. He didn't even know this because he's into his call, and I knew he needed to merge. I gave him some room. I swear, here's how he thanked me. He's looking down, he's talking, he looks up, sees the construction, sees that I'm giving him room, and he goes, could less effort possibly be put into thanking a fellow human being? Oh man, here I was all self-absorbed and you were nice enough to look out for my safety. I don't know how to thank you other than... And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I mean that profoundly. Thank you. Thank you from the very depths of my soul. This is what he does. I saw something very interesting today. I'm not making this up. I saw a van for some company. I don't even know what the business was. It had two things printed on the side. We speak English and we delivery. Why is that right? Can you imagine being bilingual? Would that be, or even knowing anybody that was? I'm not even unilingual. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't give myself enough credit. I know enough English to, like, you know, get by, you know? No, like, I can order in restaurants and stuff, you know? I want ham. One ham, please, to eating the ham. Bring ham to eating the ham, please. I can do that, you know, just not fluent, I guess, you know? got a buddy who thinks he speaks Italian. It's very strange, very strange. He's Italian-American, never been to Italy, never. All my friend can say in Italian are pasta dish names. He doesn't even know any verbs, but he still tries to pull it off. Oh, my mom, she makes a great manicotti. I'm sorry, what? My mom, she makes manicotti. She makes it al dente with ricotta cheese. Are you okay? You sound like you're really weird. I have an Irish heritage. I don't do that. Oh, my mom, she makes a great corned beef and cabbage. It's magically delicious. Then I river dance my way home, you know. So my flight coming here was delayed by a half hour. Backed away from the gate on time. Just sat there for a half hour. Nothing you can do. You ever want to knock on the door up there? Why don't we all head where we're going? That's what we're all talking about back here. But you don't do that. You just sit there like a goober. After a half hour, the captain finally gets on.
Oh, folks. Let me tell you what's going on up here.
Oh, I hope it's good. Has that ever followed anything even remotely good?
Let me tell you what's going on up here. We found a big bag of money on board. And the tower has instructed us to divvy it amongst all you passengers. We apologize for the delay. The problem is each individual stack is getting so high they keep toppling over. And the rubber bands we've been using keep snapping on the sides of these bundles. Apologies from the flood. Wow.
It's never that. It's always,
somebody put our engine in upside down. And there's only one tool in our galaxy that can fix this. And it's in Madagascar. The tower has instructed us to go to a holding area and remain there until everyone on board dies a natural death.
So you go there and die. They always listen to the tower. They never question the authority of the tower.
Well, the tower's telling us to hold.
Well, so what about that? Just once, I want to hear,
the tower's telling us to hold, but you might notice I'm rumbling along the grass. If you look out the right, you'll see all those aircraft lined up on the runway. The tower keeps telling us we're number 19 for takeoff. I say we're number one.
Look at that tower. Right? What's the tower going to do?
Hey, you! You can't exhibit that type of behavior!
You're right, I shouldn't have done that. No, I should have listened better. If you need me, I'll be up in the clouds. I'm not sure what this was. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not sure what I'm dodging as I'm... Okay. Wow. I must be a pilot to know that move. So I had to go through the security, obviously, and they have the X-ray area. I don't mind going through it, but I get tired of the businessmen who make way too big a deal out of their computers. You ever hear these people? Excuse me, I have a computer. I have a computer here. I don't know how you're going to handle this. My computer. Oh, is he from the future? They've been around a while, pal. I think they have a way to handle your computation machine. I want to do that with an Etch-a-Sketch, you know? Just do it. See what happens. Excuse me, my laptop. What's that? Is it work? Okay. Want to see the screen change? That's a staircase. So the airline lost my bag temporarily. I had to go into that baggage claim office. Boy, that must be a wonderful place to work. Every single person that comes in, you have to go, let me guess, you're angry? Angry people here, livid people here. Stay organized. Angry, livid, those who want to wring my neck. Let's stay organized. So I know it's got to be hard for them. You know? So I'm trying not to be too upset, but it's hard not to be. They lost your bag. But you got to squelch it or else they won't do anything for you. You got to go in, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Oh, my bag? Yeah, I gave it to you guys a few hours ago. And... and it ain't spinning around on that thing. So I was wondering what kind of hell on earth I should prepare for. Well, hopefully it'll be on the next flight. If not, it'll come in on tomorrow morning's flight. We'll deliver it to your hotel. In the meantime, you don't need to worry. I have this for you. He reaches under the counter. He hands me a little bag this big with a zipper on the top, and it says, Essentials Kit. Oh, these are the essentials. Then I overpack. I thought I needed all that stuff I meticulously put in my suitcase. I stand corrected. They have the gall. If that was really an essentials kit, if you had one, you'd never need to go to work again. Whatever happened to Harry? Oh, he don't need us. He happened upon an essentials kit. He opened it up. It was filled with food, shelter, and love. So I'm going to a party, and I had to go to a greeting card store to get a birthday card. These places are way too subdivided now. They don't have just a simple birthday section. They have, like, happy birthday for age 4 from the both of us. What the hell? I'm looking for a religious, humorous happy birthday for age 7 twins from the AFC West. They have a whole section called Blank Inside. What in the hell is a blank inside card? So I've been sending them out. Sorry you're feeling so blank inside. I feel like that myself sometimes. What kind of scam? The guy who's selling blank inside cards must wake up laughing. What do you do again? I sell blank inside cards. Picture of a tree, nothing on the inside. No little limerick, nothing. They're buying a crease. They have another whole section called encouragement. I like to send those to people who are not about to do anything and just keep sending them follow-ups and confusing them. You can do it. I can do what? I keep getting these. I know it's in you. What? What is in me? What can I do? Maybe you should go do something instead of reading cards all the time. You know, it's fun. You pick somebody at random, like out of the phone book, and send them about 100 just because cards. They can't even ask you why you did it. Have a section called New Baby. I don't think you need the word new. You'd have to clear up confusion. Do you have a old baby section? Because, well, my friend had a baby. And I let time get away from me.
and he's 12. Is there an area of your establishment? Are you the proprietor?
I'd be asking that sort of thing. They have birthday, then they have birthday humorous. You know, ha ha! That kicks it up a notch. They have sympathy. No sympathy humorous. I've yet to see where they've tried to... I guess that's good. You wouldn't want to get one of those. Sorry about your Uncle Fred, but hey, sometimes you end up dead. Did somebody blunk him in the head? Did somebody pump him full of lead? What the... Are they trying to be humorous? Bet you're glad it wasn't you instead. So my wife and I have two beautiful kids. The other day I was watching sports on TV, and my daughter, she just turned 3. She got right next to me on the couch and got as close as she could. You love those moments as a dad. You know, I was like, whoa, this is true. And she put her thumb in her mouth, and she looked up at me, and she said, put on something appropriate for me. She's smart. She knows what she's supposed to see. I watch Dora the Explorer with her, you know, because she likes it. So I watch it with her, you know. That's a good show, you know. I'd probably watch it if I didn't have kids. Dora the Explorer. First of all, did the producers think that rhymes? Dora the Explorer. Maybe that rhymes in a Kennedy household. Put on Dora the Explorer. Other than that one isolated compound, I'm not sure how that works. There's a song in Dora the Explorer that amazes me, and I wish it had been at the pitch meeting where it was approved. So did you get a chance to work on a song? Yeah. Well, I remember now that you want, of course. Yeah, we're working on it. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and sing it for us, then? Oh, okay. Well, you want that now? Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm the map, 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 I'm the map! And which character would be singing this? You're supposed to read to your kids, even when they're babies, so I've always done that. I don't know who's writing books for babies, but I want a piece of that financial pie. I put my daughter on my lap with this big cardboard book, The Clock. The Big Clock. Tick-tock. The end. $12. And there's a synopsis on the back that is longer than the actual book, and I'm not exaggerating. Sit down with your children and you will delight as you read about the adventures of the ticking clock. Sometimes it goes tick and sometimes it goes talk, which just goes to show you you never can be too sure in life, because sometimes things are one way, but they are about to change. Are you talking about this book? You can't possibly be talking about this book. I must have missed the subtext. I don't know. I read all these kids' books, you know. Let me ask you something. Does the owl go hoo or does it go hoot? Half the books say one, half the books say the other. Let me tell you something. Owls don't go hoot, okay? Has anyone ever heard an owl go hoot? Hoot! Never in the history of the animal kingdom has an owl enunciated like that, ever. Toss those books in the trash can. They didn't do their research. Who's deciding how they go, you know? The horse goes neigh. When does a horse do that? You want to give me a ride? Neigh. Everybody knows horses don't go neigh. They go Wilbur. Common knowledge, I believe. They're all over the place with dogs.
The dog says bark. The dog says rough. The dog says woof. The dog says bow wow.
That's the one that intrigues me. Who the hell ever heard a dog and could have possibly interpreted it that way? Oh, oh, did you just hear bow wow? I distinctly heard a bow wow. Oh, oh, there it is again, bow wow. You're not hearing that? You're not hearing a bow wow? Oh, bow, oh, wow, you're not hearing any of that.
I'm not hearing that. Not that, I don't think.
You do stuff with your kids you probably wouldn't do otherwise. Like take them to butterfly pavilions. We took our kids to this big mesh-covered place filled with butterflies, you know. As we're walking in, this worker goes, I'll be happy to answer all your butterfly questions today. Okay. All of them? Where do you begin when you get that kind of green light? So this guy's following us around, and it's falling on me to brainstorm up butterfly questions. I'm just like, ugh. What I learned. Does this one like to eat? He does. Okay. Care to expound on that at all? Oh, okay. I was thinking, could there be a less stressful job than working in a butterfly pavilion? I mean, you know, what could possibly go awry, you know? So how was work, dear? Don't even get me started. I've had it up to here with those butterflies. I had this yellow one landing lightly on flowers. And this purple one fluttering around and around. Like, I don't know what he's up to. I can't take the politics. Right in the park, we saw another family. They had like a 5-year-old boy holding a helium balloon. And he accidentally let go of his balloon. The boy started crying. And his parents were like, why are you crying? It's a balloon. We'll get you another one. I'm like, japers, grapers, folks. Sometimes I don't think adults try hard enough, you know, to understand what kids are going through. You know, if you wanted to relate to what it's going through, imagine if you took your wallet out and it just started floating away. Why are you acting like that? It's a wallet. We'll get you another one. I want another one! That's what your boy's going through. We have a little boy. We had a monitor in his room the other night, and I don't really push what I do on my kids, and you know, I figure they'll find it out when they want to find out, you know? And I was sitting with my wife watching TV, and it was at night. We thought he was sleeping, and all of a sudden I heard through the monitor, Daddy, I have a joke for your career. I got like goosebumps, man. I'm like, wow. So I got to go up there, man. I ran upstairs. This is true. And I sit on the bed. I'm like, man, wow. You got a joke for my act, buddy? And he goes, yeah. I just thought of it. I was like, whoa. I wanted to cry. I was like so touched, you know? was like, really? Wow. What's the joke, buddy? And he goes, how come dinosaurs don't talk? I don't know. How come dinosaurs don't talk? Because they're all dead. Yeah. Yeah. That's my boy's joke, man. Huh. I laughed for about an hour straight, man. I was like... Yeah. Anyway, he's smarter than me. I'm trying to get smart. I've been watching Nova. You seen that show? They had a thing a couple of weeks ago about string theory. I started watching that at 8 p.m., and at 8:03, my brain exploded. They said string theory is the stuff that the physicists are now figuring out that Albert Einstein was not able to nail down in his theories. So I'm thinking, well, if Albert Einstein didn't understand it, me on a couch with a bag of potato chips don't have a shot. Oh, I see what they're talking about. Yeah, you gotta incorporate gravity. I was wondering why he didn't do that. I'm sitting there working on my string cheese theory. You know, they always say Albert Einstein was a genius. Then how come when anyone ever calls you that, it's an insult? You don't know where you parked the car. Good job, Einstein. I don't think we're honoring that man properly by using his name in vain in parking lots. It's the only time he ever comes up. I watch too much TV. I like watching the Antiques Roadshow. One of my favorite shows. People bring in their old stuff to get it appraised. My favorite part of that whole show is the people in the background, you know? If aliens ever wanted to see what we're all about, they should just bring that tape back to their planet. Let me show you what we're dealing with here. Yeah, we can do whatever we want down there. Yeah, they rule the whole planet. They rule the whole... Yes, they rule the whole planet. Let's go shine lights in their eyes. I like to get on that show. Go stand in line for like 3 hours with an old rusty spatula. Just finally get up there, hand it to the guy. So some type of story associated with this? Oh. Well, it was in the kitchen drawer. And I couldn't open it because the spatula was sticking up. So I thought maybe it's from Babylon. You see how this says Kmart? Would you be surprised if I told you this was absolutely worthless?
Nah. When is this gonna air?
Absolutely worthless. I like watching golf on TV, and I read recently, this is true, NBC Sports, on their golf telecast, they got caught putting in bird noises for ambiance. Birds aren't even there. And a bird lover called him on it because he was hearing a bird that was not indigenous to where the tournament was being held. Wow. Can you imagine being the guy who had to field that phone call? Yeah, sports department. Yeah, hi. Listen, does this sound right to you? No, that don't. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, apparently you don't. Yeah, I guess I'm supposed to believe the blue-breasted whippoorwillow has decided to alter its annual migratory route to enjoy a little golf. What? Maybe for that region you should try... Okay. I get it. I got one. You have to admire that guy. You have to admire him. You're not going to slip a chirp past him. What the hell was that? Please tell me I did not just hear that. Please tell me this is not happening to me today. I wish he would have handled it differently. I wish instead of calling, he would have snuck in there late at night and pulled out that bird tape, you know, and stuck in another animal track. No one would even know till it's going out live. Ernie Els is looking at about a 10-foot putt here. This is a downhill putt. It's going to break a little bit to his left. Politicians like to use the TV for their negative ads. I love watching them. I love the sinister voiceover guy that they use. He voted to give himself a pay raise. Wouldn't you? Is that the worst thing you have on a guy? Apparently, he wanted more money to provide for his family. And they morph him into a devil. This is an actual negative campaign ad. I'm not making this up. About the other candidate. He voted to allow 7-year-olds to be tasered. It's an actual ad. And they interviewed the guy who had voted for that. He's like, I meant worst case scenario. If a kid gets a weapon, we don't want to hurt him. And the worst case, you can taser him and get the weapon away. As if that was that man's platform. I want to taser 7-year-olds. Talking with the staff. When I'm elected, can we have some 7-year-olds on the stage with me? I think I'll swear in and then I'll taser a 7-year-old. I think that'd be a nice way to start the term. I solemnly say, and I'll taser another one. How many can we bust in for this? That's what that man wanted to do. Politicians are smart, man. They certainly know how to not answer questions. They have tricks that no one ever seems to call them on. I'm sorry, I'm not taking questions today. Oh. Well, when will you be... Oh, that's a question. Not taking questions. I wish I would have known that was an option when I was a kid in school. Brian, how do you find the square root of a fraction? I'm sorry, not taking questions today. Another one, the politicians pull. Well, let me answer that by asking you this. You can't answer that by answering that? You can't do that? I wish I had that stunt ready in school, too. Brian, how did World War I affect the economy of Central Europe? Well, let me answer that by asking you this. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood. I think I've made my point. They had local elections where we were living, and we had just moved there. So I didn't know any of the candidates. But that didn't matter, because they would put billboards on the side of the road with their name and two one-word qualities, which is really all you need to make an informed decision.
Steve Wilson, leadership, integrity.
Say no more. That's what I'm looking for, right, honey? Those two things. The only way that would be helpful is if his opponent had a billboard right next to it.
Floyd Nimrod, laziness, thievery.
I don't think so, Mr. Nimrod. Not when you compare, when you really weigh everything. No, when you really step back and weigh it. No, not no. The Kennedys are great speakers, right? John Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And then Robert Kennedy was credited with, some people look at things the way they are and ask why. I look at things and never were and ask why not.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what did he say? It's powerful, but it must have been weird growing up with him, you know, speaking in flip-flops around the dinner table. Ask not if someone can pass the salt and pepper to you. Ask if you can pass the salt and pepper to someone. Some people look at cream corn and ask why. I look at cream corn and ask why not. And then Ted's like, there are any more rolls? I gotta learn more about politics. I hear about fundraisers where it's $1,000 a plate. Wow, $1,000 a plate. I would have to send the food back just out of the principle of the thing. Excuse me, please, just take this away. Is there a problem with your meal, sir? Well, it's good. It just ain't $1,000 good. Go add something. Put some kind of glaze on there or something. For $1,000, I would want every bite to be like this. That is so good, I'm crying! I am voting for you. Those policies are nuts, but this is fantastic! Oh my God, this is delicious! Fire up your taser! But politicians have a lot to deal with these days, man. That's a different world. You know who I feel bad for? Arab Americans who truly want to get into crop dusting. Yeah. Could be their lifelong dream. And every time they ask for a pamphlet, all hell breaks loose. I'd like some information on crop dusting, and let me guess, you need to make a phone call. I've been through the rigmarole. I like watching the news. I love the commercials for the local news. You'll hear things like, a news anchor you can trust. What the hell is there not to trust? What is he going to lie to you? There's a big fire downtown. Maybe. I don't know if I trust this guy. I don't know. There's something about him. I can't put my finger upon it. Something not right. Another one you'll hear.
A news team that cares.
They don't care in the other channel? Like you click over there, a major highway is closed down tonight, but hey, I don't drive home that way. Oh, turn it back to the team that cares. These two are surly. I've had it with their uncaring ways. You know what I saw on the news, and I'm not making this up at all. There's a United States spy named Brian Regan. Brian Regan, same spelling. It's unbelievable. And when that trial started, he's in jail for the rest of his life for espionage for selling secrets to Libya and Iraq. And when that trial started, I knew nothing about that guy. I had the news on in the background, and I'm not really paying attention. I'm doing a crossword puzzle, and I hear...
It's unclear whether the charges against Brian Regan will lead to his execution.
I guess I can set this down. Honey, did we pay that parking ticket? You guys are great, man. Thank you for making me feel so welcome tonight. My name is Brian. Anything I forgot? I don't know. You too? You too. You too is it's a bit from my act. If you probably already know it. But it's from, you ever say something that you say all the time, but at the wrong time and feel like an idiot? I was getting out of a cab at the airport and the... Right. And the driver goes, "Hey, have a nice flight." "You too." "You too, you have a nice flight too. In case you ever fly someday." "Don't anybody look at me, I'm a moron. Don't know when to say the you too phrase. Somebody throw a tarp over me, I can't function. You too, everybody from under the tarp." I never learned, you know? Like a waitress will bring my meal. "Hey, enjoy your meal." "You too." "But you don't have one, do you? I'm a doofus." "If you do eat, enjoy it when you eat it. If you have a break later or something, if you have a chance to have a snack at that time, you can enjoy it then." That's all. That's all I meant by that. That's all I'm done. You too. What's that? Take luck. All right. Well, comedy's supposed to have a surprise, but... All right. Y'all don't seem to care about that, so... All right. I'll do it. I'll do it, and you'll go, "Yep, that's the way I had it memorized." That's how that goes, word for word right there. So here we go. All right. There's probably one guy up in the back. "I don't know what the joke is." So this is for you. Sometimes you'll start to say something, and in the middle of what you're saying, this part of your brain gets involved. "Say this instead. I'm already in the middle. I don't care. Switch it up." These people were leaving, and I started to say, "Take care." And then this guy, "Say good luck. Say good luck instead of what you're in the middle of." So it came out this weird hybrid that made no sense to anybody. "See you later, Brian." "Take luck." Take luck. "Take luck and care. Take care of the luck when you have some." "Always care of the luck and take it and have that. Take no care of the luck and have." We're sure to see them again. Gentle Ben, I hear. Gentle Ben, I haven't done Gentle Ben in a while. I'm probably gonna butcher it, but hey, I don't know how to get into these smoothly. There's no transition from any of these. Hey, you know what I was thinking today? Yeah, Just today I was thinking about a show I used to watch 35 years ago. Today, of all, you know, it's weird. Weird that you would yell that out. At a show called Gentle Ben. It was about a big friendly bear. There's a good thing to teach kids. Bears are friendly. Go up and let them give you a big hug. Put some honey on your face. Let them lick it off. Bears love kids with honey on their heads. They love honeyhead kids. Gentle Ben, where's Bobby? Bobby! Bobby!
I don't know where he is.
I think he scampered off that way. He was scampering.
Phonics. Phonics. I heard the Hooked on Phonics. I used to love that the girl who did the commercial. She was adorable, man. She had braces and she would smile proudly with them. She was a beautiful little girl. And she did the commercial. Hooked on Phonics, work for me. Nothing but beautiful little girl. But I was thinking, what if she applied what she learned and she couldn't get the commercial right, you know? Hooking on Phonics, working for me. Hooking on Phonics, working for me, me. Okay, cut. We're not going to move a lot of tapes like this. So. You guys are great, man. Thank you all.